Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the mighty 1090. Pete Gray again out of the studio this morning. Hopefully we'll be talking fishing with Pete again tomorrow. But man, Corey and I are having a great time today talking with the master of the reels, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside. We are having such a great time in the studio this morning.
Some good information, man. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, big time. There's just nobody that knows reels. I always joke about that. I own a tackle store, but I still take my reels to Wes. You know, there's just nobody better than at dealing with your reels than Ken Custom Reels. There's no doubt about it. That's where it, you know, as routine, I do a 15-day trip on the Royal Star every year in November, and a month before my trip,
we see your reels
every time. They go in for the treatment. There's no doubt about it. No one better. Well, we're having a great time, Corey, and it's time to find out what's going on the water today.
Let's do it. Fishdope.com, sponsored by Dana Landing of Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, and you ought to know this for your El Salto trip coming up, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line of freshwater tackle, live bait, great day on the lake. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, Dana Landing, Launch Ramp, Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway, Maple View and Lakeside. Check them out, danalanding.com. I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Steve and the gang for putting on a really cool deal last Sunday.
The seminar and sale.
Dude, that Steve does it first notch, and the crew there, Johnny and the gang, and it's just an awesome thing. If you missed it this year, you got to look into it for next year.
The thing that I thought was so cool was that is I don't think I've ever seen at a fishing event ever was when it quote unquote ended. Nobody left. It was just like we had been in crummy weather for a while, and it just opened up to the most beautiful day ever. You know, it had been rainy and not so good the whole week before. And they put on an awesome event with a killer seminar, a great sale. They had Traeger there serving food. And when at the mark, when it was over, nobody left. And all the vendors stayed. And, you know, the event, quote-unquote, ended at 1 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, you would assume all the canopies were still set up. Nobody took off. Nobody's in a rush. It was just awesome. It was really cool day, and you nailed it. It was just a testament to what a great event
so
they put
cool.
on.
And Ron, the Lane family opening up their Hobie Kayak Center to the seminar. Rick, there was, I don't know if you stayed for the seminar, but there was, if not 200 people, there was very close to 200 people in that building.
Well, there was some serious talent led by yourself and
Benny Florentino and
Afrin. Yeah, Matt Moyer. It was a who's who of inshore knowledge there that day for sure.
Just a fun event. Seventh, I look forward to the eighth annual and nothing but good times.
Yeah, agree with you on that one. Speaking of good times, it's time to find out what's going on. We got our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line right now. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Ken. Great show this morning.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going, buddy?
So we got kind of a good news, bad news situation here this week, guys. So I always get bad news first, and that's got to do with this weather. Man, I just looked at the weather just a few minutes ago. The observations on the coast gusted 68 miles an hour at Santa Rosa Island, 52 at SBI, 51 at Catalina. And that's now, and the good stuff's not even here yet.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, we got this big howl and southeast scenario coming and a strong weather front and heavy squalls a little later on this afternoon. So
tie it down.
Probably, yeah, tie everything down. And this, you know, we're going to have showers through Wednesday now, they're saying. So whatever. But the good news is that when all this blows through, which of course it will, we're going to have some good conditions and biting fish to deal with. You know, this is the time of year a lot of interest gets focused on Catalina, myself included. And I mentioned last week that we're going to go over and check it out, which we did, finally got a chance to get over there. And, beautiful day, absolutely flat calm running over and found a little bit of bite and fish there, a couple handfuls of calico bass, three nice halibut, and a zillion shorts. And our first sea bass of the season for the new year there.
Nice.
Congratulations, Pete. Yeah, he did it again this year. And then there's one other boat where we were hanging out there. They had a few. Nice going, Mason, on your catch there. And metered quite a bit of fish there. Definitely looks good. And probably wouldn't want to be sitting there right now with this southeast. Let me tell you. It's going to be all messed up for a little bit there. But that main squid area is backside middle, kind of from Mills down past the closure line to just below Ben Weston. But it looks like that area has been creeping west a little bit up towards Little Harbor, and that bodes well because I love it when it gets in that Little Harbor, Cat Harbor zone. There's, you know, you get the squid there, and there's so much structure to fish. It usually is pretty good fishing there. Along the coast, that sand bass has been biting pretty good for this time of year in the Long Beach sector here. East end of the Horseshoe, 105, Isers all been very steady, leadhead and squid on the bottom there's been pretty productive. Also, still a few yellows out around the 150, but, man, you got to get there early. It's mostly jig fish, a little bit of surface iron, a little bit of yo-yo. Either one's a good shot there, but all very early before it sinks out. And then regarding those bluefin tunas, which is a strange thing to be talking about here late January, early February.
February, right?
Yeah,
crazy.
But
crazy.
When we're running home from Catalina Sunday afternoon, absolutely flat calm, not a breath of wind. And from a mile away, we see what kind of looked like a breezer, although I don't know why I would have thought it had been a breezer. But lo and behold, we run over to check it out, and straight cows, guys, scratching along, dorsals and tails out, just barely tipping 15 miles from the Huntington Harbor mouth.
Get
go
out of here.
Figure. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was really? Like Mike and I are just like looking at one another like, what the hell are we looking at here?
This, you know, I don't know when you call it, when you say that a season didn't end or a new one began. I don't, you know, again, I don't care what you call it. Just keep giving us these shots. Mark, what an unbelievable trip and a great report, man. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm really into the details of weather and stuff. And I know they're not forecasting much of an El Nino, if any. The forecasting down there has changed. But it feels El Nino-ish. So we'll see what happens. I saw one report that they thought, like, before the big one of 15 and 16, there was kind of a false start. And they're thinking this year might be the false start ahead of a real deal again. Now, it's, you know, it's obviously speculation, but, man, it just sure feels good for this time of year out there.
We'll take reports like that in February for the rest of our lives. Mark, great job. Appreciate that. And somebody wants to find you at Pacific Edge and get in on the best tanks in the business. How do we do it?
We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. It's up and running. We've been adding a lot of new stuff, and I'm going to be putting some pictures on tonight of a couple of new tanks we just finished. I got this coolest thing that we finished. It's going on the bow of a 66 Viking for a bow tank. Wait till you see the pictures of this one.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, great job. Appreciate it as always, Mark, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Well, from the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edger all the way down to Mission Bay, Marcos at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Marcos?
Well, pretty boring week here. Like I said, this weather, it's been made for a tough winter. Very slow on the half-day fishing, even just getting the boats out, which makes it tough to be consistent. Only good thing I have to report, really, is the day-and-a-half trips that fished last weekend on the Tomahawk and Tribute did pretty well. A little bit of yellowtail, bonito, lingcods, good reds, rockfish, some whitefish in there. So about what you'd expect for a call on that trip at this time of year. And it's pretty solid there. And
yeah.
Not running this weekend because of the weather, unfortunately, but they'll be back online next week. And then we're going to keep trying to get that half-day boat out, but it's been tough up to this point.
No doubt about that. Well, we do have some good weather on the horizon. Got a couple days of this crud to deal with, but once we get through that, hopefully we'll find some good fishing and boys will get back to that good bass fishing that's been going on the local scene.
Yeah, and as I said, in the meantime, you know, it's a good time to maintain your gear after that long season last year and make sure everything is tip-top shape because next season will be on us before we know it.
Good call, Marcos. Well, appreciate a good report. Glad to hear that there was some good calling net fishing, and we'll just wait for this weather to blow through and get back on it. Give us a shout. What's the best way to come fishing out of Seaforth?
Well, you guys can go check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, those day and a half. Hopefully soon here, San Diego will be back online. We'll be running back to the islands there. But seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. always come down and visit us in person, pick up a Rock Hard Breakfast Burrito to stay warm, and buy some gear in the Tapper Shop there.
Sounds good to me, Marcos. Great report, as always. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, again, that's going to wrap up our fishdope.com report. If you want to get the best information and just things like that, Mark Wish stumbling across a big school, that information right back up on Fishdope. Absolutely where to go, what to do, how to keep an eye on the weather, everything that's involved in fishdope.com. If you want to save $20 on a new membership, you can use the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is going to save you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com.
And the report is sponsored by Blueguard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, Rick. Switches, sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Very safe thing to have. You must have it. Check one of several switches and sensors made by Blueguard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com. The I stands for innovation, BGI.com, or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine or San Diego Marine Exchange.
Good call, man. Phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Ken. Let's jump back into them and talk to Kevin Connors from San Clemente this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I have a question for Ken. I bought a couple of Shimano twin power spinning reels. Problem is, I thought that meant that they were two-speed spinning reels. I was wondering if I drop them off, if you could customize those for me into a two-speed.
No, there's no way to do that. They are what they are.
Yep.
Great spinning reel, but no two speeds.
The I've seen one two-speed spinning reel, and it was definitely not up to task of big fish fishing. So you've got yourself a nice reel with a really good drag and good torque for a spinner, but she's going to be that for a long time. But you could certainly drop it off, I'm sure, and have maintenance done and serviced. You guys do work on spinning reels in addition
absolutely.
To conventional?
Okay. Yeah, we work on everything.
Yeah,
everything.
I remember you saying a long time ago that there's not a reel that exists, no matter if it was new in the box or not, that you couldn't drop off to Ken's Custom Reels and have it working better when you came and picked it back up.
That's what we try to do on everybody's gear.
Never going to be a two-speed spinning reel. Betty.
You know, I saw one recently. Gosh, I can't. Roddy.
Yeah.
If you want a two-speed, I would certainly not think about a spinning reel.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's coming from the real guru right there.
No doubt. Well, appreciate the phone call very much, Kevin. Let's jump back into him, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Scott. You've been so patient, Scott. Scott's from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning. Well,
you're Scott in the background. I always want to remind everybody that we run off of a 7-second delay. So.
Just in case Ken says anything wrong.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to put Scott back on hold because I don't think that he realized that he's even on the phone.
Well, let's talk to Doug. How about that?
That sounds perfect.
Doug from Montebello. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug. And again, thank you for being patient.
Hi.
Morning, Doug.
I was wondering about a custom rod versus a factory wrapped rod. What's the difference between the two, and how much more power can I get with a custom wrapped rod?
Well, some good questions.
The custom wrapped rod, the factories make excellent products. If you buy a factory CalStar, you're getting the best. However, you may want to change the look of the rod. You may want to change the placement of the reel. You may want to, you don't like the guides that it comes with. Or you want your own color, so to identify it as your personal rod, and then the next one will match it, and the next one will match it, and the next one will match it. So if it's a quality rod builder making a custom rod, you can't go wrong. It's a great way to do it.
In the old days before I was in the tackle business, I always hear these stories from Doug that, the custom rods were done because they were such a higher quality product than what a factory rod was. In the older days, you needed to do it to get the quality, triple wraps and guides and things like that. Now, factory, from major manufacturers, like I say, like a CalStar, that is a custom rod. It's built in every exact way that a custom rod builder would build it. But just as you said, you have the different options that you may want to put on them, not from the factory.
Yeah, and that's where you can pick your guide. Or we see a lot of it on reel placement. Some guys are uncomfortable with a factory where the reel seat is on a factory rod. It's just not comfortable for them. So there's really no way to move that around. So or there's no reasonably expense to move a factory reel seat around. So that's a good time to make the choice to go with your own set of rods. And
not everybody's the same size and shape.
Yeah,
you know? So
absolutely. And that's one of the critical things is where that reel sits on the rod for your physical shape.
Yeah. And
the length of your arms.
And so much has changed in the way, I know in all rods, whether they be inshore or offshore, but especially like what you're about to go do in long-range fishing, now there's not only reel placement, but the style of grips that you may want to choose. I don't know that there's anything more comfortable than traditional Hypalon, but it's not as durable as some other things. And
right.
Now we put the rods on the rails, and so, you can use cord, which is indestructible, but maybe not as comfortable, and you can use this grip that, this is a lot more durable and somewhere in between, and there's just a lot of options when you go the route of building a custom rod.
Mm-hmm. And it's your choice. You can make it... You can choose any part and piece and any color, any way you want it to end up. You're the boss. So that's the major difference between a custom rod. And
is that something you do at your shop, Ken?
Yes, we do.
You do,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We have a rod guy.
And
he's been doing it a long time.
Right.
And I think that there is so much to gain from the knowledge of somebody like Ken or Wes or somebody, behind the counter there that does a lot of those trips who... It's a custom rod that's going to be built to the customer specs with the guidance of somebody who's been there a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
And Ken is going to go over all the merits of this grip or that guide this female angler's forearms are just shorter than what most guys. So we're going to make the rear grip a little bit shorter so we bring it into her. Or it might be the opposite,
mm-hmm.
I've been on two trips now and I find that I really like putting the rod like under my leg, so I want a longer foregrip, so I've got a rear grip, so I've got the ability to do that. Or I really like having this rod tucked under my arm, but
especially,
the gimbal hits right in my armpit, so I want it pushed back a little farther.
That's one that's the last thing you want to do if you are fishing with the rod under your arm on the rail, heavy fish, a lot of drag. That rod butt needs to clear your armpit.
By a couple inches.
Yeah, as long as it clears it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll put your arm to sleep in really quickly.
Yeah.
Having that, and plus it's uncomfortable having it in your armpit. So a lot of the old, the way the rods used to be built, let's say last century, because that's kind of what it was. There was an awful lot of really short rear or very short dimensions between the butt of the rod and the center of the reel. And those things do not work if you try to get it under your arm.
But in a belt and harness, that's the scenario that you want, because that's right close to your core and you're not stretched way out when that thing's in the belt and harness.
Yeah.
And, there's different ways. And there's some people, whether it be bad knees or bad back, that a harness is still the right way for them to catch them. And so then you might need to go the other route. You
mm-hmm.
you want a rod that's got new school style lift and technology, but you need it fit for you. So the custom rod is a thing that's often overlooked. Partly because the quality is so good out of a factory wrap rod, most people don't need it. But there's certainly benefit that comes from having a custom rod done. And I always find that the difference in cost is not
that's
it's
what
not
I was
a
just
huge amount.
Say. It's not that much more to build one the way you want it or one that fits you.
The right components, the right color, whatever it be.
Yeah, because a quality factory rod is not inexpensive to begin with.
Right.
So. Let's say you got to spend $400 on a factory rod. If that's the rod that you're after, well, to get one, you have to spend $400. So to spend another $50 or $70.
Right.
To
you're
make
getting
it,
it done
make
custom.
It, yeah.
Yeah. How cool.
So that, that's the way I like to look at it.
Right.
You're only spending
totally
$70 because you were going to spend the $40,
right.
$400 anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, 10% extra to have it tailored to your style? Are you kidding me?
And you got
to
look fly while you're doing it, too.
Right?
Come on.
That's right.
You got to look Ricky.
Don't get me wrong. You can spend a lot more than that on a custom rod because the parts and pieces add up to the total. But similar components, custom wrapped, is not that much. It's more, but it's not a ridiculous amount.
Well said. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis is calling from Norwalk. Welcome to the show this morning, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Yes, good morning, guys. Listen, I have a Shimano bait runner, okay? And I was wondering, I haven't been doing the time on it lately, okay? I was just wondering... are you familiar with the bait runner, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So there's, let me say a couple things about that. They are on their fourth generation of bait runners, Shimano, currently. The first three generations, parts are an issue. So if your reel needs service, it's not working properly, we can take care of it. If you broke the bail on it, then at this point in time, there are no parts.
For a new investment. And
you got your money's worth out.
And that's for the first generation, but the second, third, and fourth.
No, fourth generation. Okay. The fourth generation's out long enough now that parts there are for all the other generations. Parts are.
For the most part, how they do those reels, when they decide to make a new generation of reel, they provide what they assume will be about 10 years worth of parts. And that's an assumption based on, you know, the reel's been out for 5 or 6 years, and in 5 years we've used, you know, we have replaced 100 bales, and so we're going to make 200 bales, so that should get us for 10 years, and that'll be that. Now, with that said, everything is an estimate, and as those parts get gobbled up, then there's no more, and they're not going to go backwards and continue making new parts for a reel that's 15 years old. So once the amount of parts eventually goes away, then they're gone. And it's
but on your reel, if your reel's stiff or the bale isn't, doesn't want to flip back, or the reel's just not working properly, there isn't something obviously broken off the reel, we can surface it and get it rolling just no problem.
You guys are the masters, no doubt about it. Dennis, appreciate the phone call very much.
Jump back in,
right? Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk to Ben. Ben's calling from Bonita. Welcome to the show this morning, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys. Hey, my question for Ken. With all the new reel manufacturers out there, not new, but new innovations in the reels and stuff, what is your reel manufacturer of choice and why?
That's a good one.
I think if you buy a current pin or Shimano product, you can't go wrong. They both make a solid product. Pin has some of the small two-speed models, which seems to be the popular. It's kind of the trend.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get a low gear, you kind of need to buy two. That Fathom series, for the money, there's nothing like them. It's the best bang for the buck. If you want to spend a little bit more money, then there's lots of choices. I just can't say enough about that Fathom. For the money you spend and the
that's saying a lot. That is
under $300.
Under $300.
Reel.
Yep. With four different choices.
There you go.
Four different sizes. So, hard to beat that. But Shimano makes solid products. Pen makes solid products. The Akuma Makaira series is a solid product.
When it gets to a certain level, there's, you know, it's almost like buying a new car. Like, sure, everybody's going to have their favorites, and sure, there are merits for a particular thing you want to do.
Or Chevy.
But when you get to a certain point, you know, everybody makes a level of something that is good. It just starts to come down to what your uses are going to be and what means more to you. Does it mean more to have trouble-free maintenance? Does it mean more to have more torque? Does it mean more to have more free spool? And that's why going into a Ken's Custom Reel and talking to somebody that knows all those merits, you know, Corey might not be concerned on how what the longevity is. He wants absolute free spool. I want the best cast, period. I'll worry about fixing it when it breaks. And Ken might want a reel that works all the time, no matter what. I'll give up a little bit on the cast as long as I know every time that's going to work. And I might want a reel that's got the most drag pressure ever. I'm not concerned about this, that, and the other. I want to fish way too heavy a line on way too small a reel, and I need torque and drag pressure. And going into a Ken's is going to identify what you need and the type of fishing you do and set you up with the right reel for it.
And have it all laid out, descriptive, like you just did, you know? Yeah.
Get it in your hands, show you.
Totally. Ben, those answer your questions for you?
Sure does. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the phone call very much. You got it.
Man, some good information this morning. We're having such a good time with Ken. And you want to give us a shout? He's giving away two free custom reel services, including parts and labor. Pretty darn incredible, Ken, giving away two of those. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're going to be right back with Ken. Ken's Custom Reels on the Mighty 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flatfall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyage, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a fun time in studio, and nice to be in here with you, Rick.
Well, you're not kidding, Corey. I'm so stoked that we got today, and no Bay Bass Tournament again, postponed. Corey and I having a great time here with Ken, and there doesn't exist a person who could better set you up than the guy that we have in the studio with Ken's Custom Reels. It's a great time and great information, and there's still certainly time for you to get through. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, get it in the fun, and have your questions answered, two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 858 area code 457-1090. One more time, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And, Corey, just as you were saying, two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a full service, a Ken's Custom Reel professional treatment. It includes the parts and the labor, an awesome, awesome gift, and we sure appreciate that, Ken. What a great opportunity for two of our lucky callers to get through. And again, it's been a very busy morning, but we do have a couple of open phone lines. It's a great time to call and a short window to get you on the air, 858-457-1090.
There it is.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Wes. Wes calling from San Clemente. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Wes. Oh, I think we...
Go ahead, Wes. It looks like he might have just dropped off there.
Yeah, we did. All right, that's okay. Let's go to Brian. Brian calling from Wildomar. Welcome to the show this morning, Brian.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing this rainy day?
Good morning.
Trying to stay dry.
Yeah, me too. I'm a mailman, so I'll be out there getting wet all day today. question, Ken. Two, now that I thought of it. A spinoff off of Sherman's question, the most bulletproof reel, but spinning reel. What reel that you open up and it surprises you that you would fish for poppers and so on and so forth as far as spinning reels? That's question number one.
So for throwing at poppers, we're not talking about bait application.
Bulletproof spinning reel that you would go for 100-pound ish tuna.
Okay. Well, the Shimano, the Twin Power, the Saragossa, and of course the big one,
Stella.
That's Stella, and then Penn has some great reels. They have some really well-sealed reels. Their new Spinfisher series is it's as waterproof a spinning reel as there is on the market, with plenty of drag and everything else. That if you choose to throw at 100-pound bluefin with a spinning reel, any of those models would be
good. You know,
it's good.
Funny, because 20 years ago you wouldn't have thought of a spinning reel on, and like we're kind of laughing now, we kind of don't now, but more so now than 10 or 20 years ago, right?
Well, 10 or 20 years ago, let's go 20 years ago, the only reels that had, there was no reel that had the drag to deal with that size fish.
Right.
And, you know, that with the advent of Spectra lines, braided lines, the spool design has dramatically, it's a subtle change as far as us looking at it, but how that spool is designed, the way the line comes off the reel, it's a huge difference between now and then.
Right.
But the fact remains that if it's a 100-pound fish, the reel is on the wrong side of the rod, and there is no low gear button to help you out. Stand and deliver if that's your choice.
That's a good way to put it.
Is a spinning reel more or less advantageous to keeping water out than a conventional reel? I mean, a conventional reel, obviously you got the gap in between the spool and the side plate. Is the spinning reels get less saltwater intrusion or more?
They're sealed up pretty good.
Okay.
Some of them are sealed up very well. This new pin is, they have a, I don't remember the numbers off the head, but there's actually there's a scale on how how waterproof spinning reels are and how they're sealed, and that pin I'm sure it's the I'm gonna blow the name, I think it's a Spinfisher, rated as high as you can get on
waterproofness.
Wow.
Okay. And a lot of that comes because it's an East Coast thing. They get out in the surf,
sure,
and they're up to their armpits fishing in the surf, so keeping that, all the effects of that, the salt and the sand, out of the reel, it becomes really important back there. But most of the reels, they still have, there's holes into that gearbox, usually through the bearings, through the side plate. The shaft that oscillates back and forth goes through bearings. Those are all intrusion points, so So if it's in the salt water, it can get it. It can get it.
Like you said before, it's always going to win.
Always will win.
That's funny.
We love salt water.
Yeah, Brian, appreciate your phone call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's take Tim. Tim from Pacific Beach. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah. Thanks. So let's say thanks for taking the call. Yeah, you answered all my questions just now. I was going to go as spinning an East Coast, West Coast thing. You just answered all that. I have an old Sunnis, Shimano Sunnis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super good reel. God, I think it's in the best, but it took, you know, Dennis. I think you answered the question. I sent Dana, he took it to Dana, and so he sent it to Shimano, and they sent it back in a bag, you know, saying, look, man, we just don't have the parts, but... Is it just, do I toss it? It's such a good reel.
So before it got worked on, was there something broken or it was just?
Yeah, it was in the inside where the bail wouldn't go up and down correctly. It would just kind of stay in one spot and
okay.
just build up, you know. So some interior part
yes.
broke. I'm just wondering. And then I was going to ask where you're located. That was the other question.
Oh, we are in Oceanside, in the Oceanside Harbor, right down there on the water in it's in the same parking lot. If you come down into the harbor and stay to the right, there's a restaurant called the Oceanside Broiler. That driveway accesses both the restaurant and my shop.
Such a perfect location.
Yeah,
for
and it's close off the freeway. You know, it's 30 seconds off
yep.
the freeway.
But anybody come from Orange County, L.A., it's on your way to the landings, or better yet, it's on your way home after a trip.
Yeah, we have this we have a phenomenon going on right now. One of the tackle shops that used to do reel repair in Dana has closed. The other tackle shop, Hogan's, that's up there, they do not do reel repair. So they send everybody...
Your way.
Yeah. Our way. So, oh, my gosh, we have a whole... It's fun. A lot of new customers from South Orange County.
It's awesome dealing with local family, you know, mm-hmm. quote-unquote family style. And even Fishman's Landing, your place, and Hogan's, I mean, they're all just really cool family.
Well, we
owned.
All get along. I mean,
yeah,
there's
cool.
plenty for everybody, and, you know, we all have our different locales and expertise.
Yeah, different.
I call Ken... frequently from the shop and vice versa. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like they would, all the time. They're buds and you work with the right, you know, good people and we send people to the people that best suit, you know, I mean, all the time, you know.
Yeah. And seriously, I mean, for those who don't know Ken, he's the most down-to-earth, honest, just likable guy that you'll ever meet, I promise you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, again,
thank
appreciate
you.
The phone call. And, you know, I'd say if you had that kind of life out of that reel, Tim, and you liked it that much, then it's time to, you know, it's make that investment again and get another one. You know, if you got that many great years out of it and you loved the reel that much, then it's time to, you know, it's obviously time to make an investment in a new reel. They make a newer, upgraded version of that one.
Yeah, and that one has a bait runner feature, which often, I think that's probably where what came apart or what broke inside.
Where the issues happened. Yeah, let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Brian. Brian's calling from Westminster, and we welcome you to the Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Questions for Ken. Ken, if we brought like a brand new reel to you, is there any enhancements you could do like straight out of the box that would help that reel perform better?
It depends on the reel, but you know, most of the manufacturers what they're producing these days out of the box are pretty darn good to go. Put some line on and go fishing. But there are things that we can always do to help the performance a little bit.
Ken's being humble in that, yes, there for sure are things that he can do. The real thing is whether you need to do that thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're so good out of the box that you probably don't need to, but there's not a reel that exists that can't go under the knife of Ken's Custom Reels and be better than when it came out. Just a lot of times, you just don't need it when it's fresh out of the box. Get your season out of it. And
I look at it this way. We're going to, if you get out there and if you take the reel and put some line on it and go fishing, eventually we're going to see it. And that's because you can get a lot of fishing out of the reel before.
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly.
There's products have improved. There are so many good fishing reels out there for the kind of fishing that we do. but I'm confident that eventually I'll see you because the salt water will win the battle eventually.
And so, Ken, a good one for him, too, would be the Boeing aerosol. What's it called?
The Bowshield. Excuse me. Bowshield is called Bowshield T9.
T9. Okay.
And it's, like I said, we sell it. We always have it in stock. There's very few products that we use in our work that
what
we do. That's one of them.
Yeah,
so,
right. And to start off with a brand new reel, that'd probably be good.
It's like waxing your car.
Yeah.
It's going to help protect it.
Bringing up the Fred Hall show, is that something you'll have at Long Beach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
there
we
go.
We have it right there on the counter. So, and that brings up something I'd like to say.
Yeah.
We have the Fred Hall show coming. If you're from the area up there, if you have a few reels that need service, we are open for business at the show to service your reels. My suggestion is get there early as you can. We only have so many hours during the day to do them. And as they pile up, the chances of you getting back that day
get further and further out.
Yeah. But Wes is incredible. I think last year
The stat always blows me away.
This is the very best there is on all reels. Every manufacturer has their expertise, but Wes doesn't matter who makes the reel.
Yeah.
He's the man. Last year he did 132 at the show.
Oh, my God.
It's 132 services with thousands of people in his face talking.
He's carrying on a conversation. Exactly.
He's selling your rod and fixing your reel at the same time. You know, it's just...
that's crazy.
Magician.
Well, no, he's a one of a kind. Nobody can do that. There's no way I could do that. I could do that without people in my face.
Right. And at the Fred Hall show, I mean, that's an amazing venue. You know, I still talk to people today that haven't been to the Long Beach show, and it's so incredible.
Oh, you got to see it.
It's honestly the largest consumer fishing show on, I think, in the nation, and to have not seen it, and you're a sportsman, I can't believe when I hear it, but I always encourage people to check out the Long Beach show.
Well, now you're making me feel bad, Corey, because I've never seen it.
I've only seen that
Parker boat across the...
Yeah, Ken's an expert of West Coast Marine Display, and everything that you see on the trip to and from the head.
Other than that,
that's where you're at. Hey, well, let's talk to a guy that knows a little something about reels. We got our good buddy Jack Nielsen's on the line from Accurate this morning. What's up, Jack?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to give Ken an attaboy. Ken's Customs Reel is one of the very few that we would say, take it to Ken if you need service. We prefer people to send him in the address because we have all the expertise and the knowledge. But Ken and his people can absolutely work on accurate reels. I just wanted to give him a thank you and let everybody know that.
Thanks,
Jack. No doubt.
That's very nice. Very kind. Thank you.
That's the truth. It's the absolute truth.
It's a safe home at Ken's Custom Reels. They know how to turn the wrench the right direction.
Absolutely. That's all I got. I'm not going to hold you up.
All right.
Thank you, Ken.
Jack, you're it.
Thanks, Jack.
And that's coming from Jack, another Southland family-owned business. You got to love it.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's raining like crazy and flooding here in Ventura. You're in for it.
It's coming our direction.
Yeah. So question for Ken is, I have an Avet 2-speed 4-aught size that's in the early days of Avet.
Uh-huh.
I bought that reel, and it's still in brand new condition because I've been saving that for when I get a chance to, you know, pull on something like that for that reel. Anyways, my question is, that thing is really heavy physically. It's very heavy duty, and I'm wondering, can you take that kind of reel and make it any lighter?
No. Unfortunately, there's nothing. There's no way to unbuild the strength they put in that reel. However, if and when you get a chance to fish that reel on what you're hoping to catch on it, you're never going to wish that it was lighter or smaller. You're gonna be very happy that you have the strength that reel has given you when you do battle with those fish.
Hills, being used to surf fishing as I know you are, you could hold that reel out of the box and compare it to your reel and think, man, this thing weighs a ton. Strap that thing to a rail rod and put a 200-pounder on the end of it. It is the most non-factor ever.
Entirely.
Wow, that's cool. And it is a narrow top, so easier to load the line back on correctly, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, you're gonna, when you get it in the situation you're looking for, weight is the furthest thing from your mind.
It just all goes away.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Hills, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks very much.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Mo. Mo calling from Vista. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Ken.
Morning.
How long a wait do you have at this time? And I've got a Star Drag reel, and I heard you say you don't replace drags very often, but it's real loose. Like, you got to really spin the Star Drag to get it tight. Is that because of washers, or is that because you can adjust the Star Drag?
It may very well need washers. We replace washers whenever it's necessary. I'm not saying that we don't
right.
replace washers. let's see. We replace a lot less washers these days than we used to because of the products mm-hmm. that come in the reels. So if this is an older reel, it may very well need drags. Or if it's a new one, it could have been, without seeing it, without having it in our hands, it's really hard to say.
Right.
However, the time to get it done, we are actually backed up until, this is going to sound crazy, but March 16th is when you'll get it back, because we will be gone the first part of March. We have too much work to do between today and the show, and so we have had to move it to the week following Delmar, or following Long Beach.
I think the amount of service and level of care those get, I don't think that sounds crazy at all. I mean, maybe it does to you because you strive to get reels done so fast, but I mean, I'm with Mo. I don't think that seems under... I can tell that you're concerned about it, but boy, I think that level of care, I would think that's an appropriate amount of time during the, you know, during any time, let alone when you're at crunch time with the shows.
Yeah. It just usually January, or December to January and into February is the least amount of work that we see. However, this year, that's not the case whatsoever.
A local bluefin cow thing is...
And I think that was a lot of it. That
probably.
People hung on to their... The bluefin have been here, so the people hung on to their gear till they were sure that they were not going to get another chance at it. So it pushed our work out another month or two. So.
We are all very guilty. Well, at least let me rephrase it. I am very guilty of ignoring the reel until there's a problem. All of us could benefit, you know, do as I say, not as I do kind of thing, but all of us could benefit. We all probably have a reel bag in our garage that has all of our saltwater reels. We are probably not going to break out until post-show time anyways. Take that whole bag in and drop them off. Don't think about it the next couple of weeks. You know, we got weather, we got Fred Hall show, we got those things coming. And just know that come, you know, springtime, every single reel then that you own, that you're going to be fishing throughout the season is going to be top-notch, and you don't need to worry about it.
No surprises.
And you said a big thing, too. Big fish are what expose problems.
Mm-hmm.
Catching 25-pounders, you can get away with making all kinds of mistakes and having drags that are a little sticky, or maybe they don't make enough pressure, or this, that, and the other. You can catch small fish all day long while making a lot of mistakes. Big fish will expose any weakness that you have. And let's face it, that's the trend that we're in. We're catching a lot of big ones right now.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. There's a lot of tackle failures that can and do happen. This is the best way to avoid it for sure.
Yes.
All good.
Well, a lot of cool things going on in the show. And as a matter of fact, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to find out two lucky winners have won a full service parts and service from Ken and Ken's Custom Reels. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, and been a lot of fun with you in here, Ken, and
totally.
two lucky guys here. Ken from San Clemente has won one of the services, including parts and labor, and Ron in San Diego. Ron never made it on air, but that's the way it goes here.
Hang on till the very end.
That's
your
right.
name goes in the hat, and you got a killer service.
Winner.
Ken, so much going on with you with long-range trip coming, and bigger yet, the Big Fred Hall show coming. I know it's a mega push getting everything and busy times at the shop, but we're really, really looking forward to seeing you up at Long Beach. It's my favorite time. We look forward to seeing you at the shop all the time. I love coming down into the shop, seeing all the boys and BS, and it's a great time and a great opportunity. But if somebody wants to take advantage of everything Ken's Custom Reels, what are the ways to do it?
Come and see us at the shop is the best way. Our phone number is area code 760-967-7335. But stop by the shop.
Yeah, like Corey said, it's so easy to get to.
It's 30 seconds off the I-5.
Yep. It's a great spot, and there's not places like it where you can get that type of knowledge. And I pride myself on, you know, on like that's what I do, and Ken is that. You know, I mean, there's not something better. And if you live in that zone, it is.
We
just,
love what we do. We love
best.
Fishing.
Yep.
We love. It's just. You know, I mean, it's fishing. You know?
And a great
perfect.
Spot. And where you
yeah.
are is fishing. In Oceanside
yes.
Harbor, the club, all the stuff that happens in there, it all revolves around Ken. It's a family, you know, community spot, and I dig it. And like you said, that's the best thing to do is come down to the shop or come see at Fred Hall.
Yeah, Fred
Again,
Hall, for sure.
Wes will be doing reel repair live at the show. You can drive up with your reel in your backpack. Make sure to get there early.
We have the line machine. If you buy a reel, whether it's from me or anywhere in the show, and you need Spectra or Mono installed, we'll be doing that. We got CalStar rods. We've got tons of used rods and reels.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Fishworks, Jamie's there. Jamie and Steve are there. Steve's from Hawaii, and they sell Polynesian weapons, marlin lures.
Custom lures.
And we got the wind-ons. We got, the Oceanside shop gets moved to Long Beach for a week.
Yeah,
and that's
no doubt.
The first week of March, and then the third week, and you'll be in Del Mar, too.
Yeah, it's like that. Late in March.
It is.
The 26th or 27th. So there's some time in between the two shows that
somebody like you and I are very thankful for and for
yes.
Rick, too.
You got it.
Absolutely. Well, but the doors open in Oceanside in between the shows. So if you don't bring something to the show, just bring by the shop.
Bring it on by.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, great job. We really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing so much information. And better yet, thanks
it's
for taking
fun.
Such good care of all of us anglers, man. We really appreciate it. Great job. And hey, we appreciate you listening, too. Tomorrow, another great show coming for you. Dale Hightower from Seaguar and Nomad. A couple of great lines. Seaguar Fluorocarbon, the best in the biz. And those great new Nomad lures. Hottest thing in the game. Going to be a great show. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mighty 1090.